Be Your Best with Sarah Doyle and the Better Life Project on Ireland's Classic Hits.
Sarah Doyle is back from the Better Life Project, and you know what? We're getting a great reaction to this feature on the show every week. Just kind of lifting people's spirits during lockdown, trying to be more positive, because sometimes it can be hard to look on the bright side, can't it, Sarah?
It can be really hard to look on the bright side, but the one thing that I have learned is that happiness works for you when you work for happiness.
What do you have this week, tips-wise?
So today is all about connection, and I know this is something that we have been hearing a lot of in the last year. Make sure that you keep in touch with your friends and family, And there can be some of us who are sick and tired of Zoom and FaceTime, but it is so incredibly important to stay connected, to nurture those connections. So this week is all about reaching out to someone you haven't spoken to in a while. And it doesn't matter how you reach out to them. You could send them a letter, you could send them a text, you could send them an Instagram. But reach out, connect with someone that you care about but just haven't seen or spoken to in a long time. Check in and say, how are you doing, buddy?
Yeah. Do you know what they're actually doing at the moment? Do you know that lovely child, Adam, who was on the Late Late Show with the virtual hug? And there's these cards you can buy in a multi-pack virtual hug. We got one, and they can be used, they're generic, they can be used for any occasion. We got one in the post last week from a relative I haven't heard from in years, and it was just saying, hope you're all doing okay. It was so lovely to get.
We got one of those a couple of weeks ago, and I've actually given a few of those, and I've also given the, you know, those free postcards that I'm for popping into my letterbox. And myself and my son sent a few of those out to aunties and cousins that we haven't spoken to in a long time, and I loved doing it. And then I got some really, really kind and lovely messages back from everyone who received it. And I guess if I hadn't actually tried to make that connection, I never would have realized how lovely it would have felt and the difference it would have made on the other person.
They really love getting them, don't they? Especially when it's grandparents or older people. And I know in my daughter's creche at Christmas time, they were making Christmas cards for the old folks' homes, which was just absolutely gorgeous, I think, as well. So it's about, keeping in touch with people and just popping. If you're a bit, some people can be a bit embarrassed about making that phone call. Even posting something like that can make the world a difference.
It really can. Connection, friendships, relationships, our network is incredibly important when you look at a person's overall experience of happiness and joy, their overall well-being. We have reached that point where we're all tired of FaceTime and Zoom, but just because we're tired of it doesn't mean that our mind and body and spirit isn't going to get that same boost from it. So it's important to continue to nurture these relationships, these friendships, these family members in whatever way we feel comfortable. So if that's sending your free postcards, if that's a WhatsApp message, a phone call or a Zoom, whatever works for you. But it is important to keep going. These relationships, these connections that we make are so, so important when we look at the big picture of happiness.
And there are people who are quite alone as well in the world. They might not have family. They could be living alone. Just to check in, make sure everything's okay. Thanks, Sarah. 100%. We'll chat to you next week.
Thanks, Trina.
Be Your Best with Sarah Doyle and the Better Life Project on Ireland's Classic Hits.